With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump naming Chris Wright to serve as Energy Secretary in the new administration.
Wright is CEO of Liberty Energy based in Denver. He advocates oil and gas development, including fracking, to advance Mr. Trump's objective to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright is also recommending quick action to end a year-long pause by the Biden administration on natural gas exports, which was part of the Democrats' climate change agenda. George Williams reporting.
Tropical Storm Sarah, the third named storm to emerge this November, serving up a reminder that the Atlantic hurricane season isn't quite over. Sarah has dumped torrential rains in Central America since making its landfall Thursday on the Caribbean coast of Honduras. The season officially ends on November 30th. Hopefully the storms will agree. Correspondent Shelley Adler now joins us to report on how McDonald's is trying to get its customers back in the West.
McDonald's is investing $100 million to bring customers back after a recent E. coli outbreak. The fast food chain is trying to lure customers back after an outbreak of E. coli tied to onions on McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Those, by the way, are back on the menu. The investments include $65 million that will go directly to the hardest hit franchises. According to federal health officials, Colorado reported at least 30 cases, while Montana had 19. Overall, at least 104 people got sick and 34 went to the hospital. I'm Shelley Adler.
When Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, it was expected to be a quick war. Nearly 3 years later, the outlook is again grim for Ukraine, but they are holding down the Russians, although Russia continues to lean on the small country as much as it can. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. Pro-life advocates say they hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President Trump makes his return to the White House next year. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased abortion access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration could also be repealed. The pro-life Susan B. Anthony List is hopeful, saying, quote, President Trump's first-term pro-life accomplishments are the baseline for his second term. A pregnant woman has filed a lawsuit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims that Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's right to privacy and self-determination under the state constitution. The woman is about 7 weeks pregnant and says she wants to terminate her pregnancy but cannot do so legally in Kentucky because of the ban. She's being represented by the ACLU. This is SRN News. Here's correspondent Naeon Kim reporting on Japan's foreign ministry trip to Ukraine over a concern about North Korean troops in Russia.
Takeshi Iwaya met with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibya, who spoke at a joint press conference. According to Ukrainian intelligence, Pyongyang is seeking to exchange its participation for access to Russian technologies in missile, nuclear, and other military programs. According to U.S., South Korean, and Ukrainian assessments, up to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia. I'm Naeon Kim.
Today is Sunday, November the 17th. It's the 322nd day of 2024. There are just 44 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1968, final minutes of a tense NFL matchup on NBC between the Jets and Raiders, preempted by the children's film Heidi. The network received thousands of complaints. They'll never do it again. This is SRN News.